What's up, NFP Nation? Welcome back to another edition of the Fantasy Firestorm here at the National Football Post. I am your host, Joe Fortenbaugh, and as always, I am excited to be here. I know some of you may have been a little concerned that the Firestorm's been on hiatus for the past couple of weeks, and by some of you, I am referring mostly to my mother, who listens to all these things and calls me right away after she hears them thinking that they were done live, which of course they are not. So that always makes for a great conversation. But the reason for the hiatus is that I've been doing some traveling lately, mostly around the United States, to watch the Philadelphia Eagles go from city to city and not convert third and one situations. And I'll have the pleasure of possibly seeing that again this Sunday as I'm heading to Chicago for the first time in my life to meet with Matt Snake Eyes Bowen for the Eagles-Bears game, which by all accounts should have been flexed out of the Sunday nighttime slot after the way both of those teams have been playing as of late. In any event, let's get down to business today as we welcome back to the program Pro Bowl quarterback from the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees. Drew, how's everything going down in the Big Easy this week?
It's going good. It's going good. Just trying to take it one game at a time.
Well, we haven't talked in a few weeks, but nothing much has changed except that you and the Saints have chalked up a couple more notches in the win column. You're currently coming off a 28-23 Week 10 road victory over the St. Louis Rams that moves you to 9-0. Most people thought this game wouldn't be as close as it was, but St. Louis was coming off their bye. You guys were playing without safety Darren Sharper and quarterback Jabari Greer, two big free agent signings from this past offseason. What's the atmosphere like in the locker room and in practice leading up to a game in which you know you're going to be without two of your key contributors?
Well, I mean, it's always tough when you have injuries and guys are going to be down. But, you know, the way we look at that is it's an opportunity for young guys to step up and really contribute and, you know, have an opportunity. And I feel like the guys who stepped in, you know, Randall Gay at corner and Usama Young at safety did a great job. In fact, Usama Young had a big interception in the first quarter to kind of help start our first touchdown drive of the game. And, you know, it's one of those things, you know, at some point during the season you're going to experience, you know, have guys get nicked up or injured for a certain amount of time, and other guys are going to have to step in and do the job, and I felt like those two guys did.
And a perfect example of that has been at the running back position this year where you were without Pierre Thomas early, then Mike Bell got hurt, but everyone just kept coming in and making plays. One of the names that keeps appearing in my email inbox is wide receiver Marcus Colston. After scoring a touchdown in three straight games entering week 9, Colston has just 3 receptions for 62 yards on 8 targets with no scores over the past 2 weeks. What are defenses doing differently as of late to limit him on the field?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't look too much into that. You know, I think that's just been, you know, guys like Devery Henderson and Robert Meacham maybe getting the ones getting the opportunities and obviously making the most of it here these past 2 games. Both those guys have really stepped up and contributed a lot. And I think anytime, you know, a guy like Marcus or, you know, there's a guy who's making a lot of plays, certainly he's going to garner a lot of attention from defenses. And that just opens up opportunities for other guys. And I think that's where, you know, that's what we've kind of seen happen. And the opportunities have kind of gone towards Meacham and Devery's way. And they've made the most of it.
Speaking of Devery Henderson and Robert Meacham, their stock's on the rise as of late. Henderson's got caught 7 passes for 165 yards over the past 2 weeks, and Meacham has caught 6 passes for 125 yards with 2 touchdowns in his last 2 games. Is the swing in production out of the wideouts related to something that you would see as defenses doing differently or something that you as a quarterback are doing differently?
Well, no, I mean, of course, it's a matter of a little bit of the defense just because, you know, they're going to, if they're bound and determined to take a guy away or double him or what have you, then, you know, that's going to open up opportunities elsewhere for those other guys. But, you know, a lot of it's just kind of within the scheme, within the play call. We're just trying to execute the play, throw it to the open guy. And it just happens to be that those other two guys have gotten, you know, most of the opportunities lately. But, you know, Marcus Colston is you know, still and will always be one of our big playmakers. And, you know, as the opportunities, you know, start kind of coming back to him or kind of, you know, go back and forth between all of them, you know, they'll all have opportunities to make plays.
Colston's one of those very rare guys in the NFL that can go up and bring down just about anything thrown his way. Each week, it doesn't seem to matter who it is as long as someone is finding the end zone for the Saints. For as prolific as you guys are throwing the football, most people don't realize that the Saints are not only leading the league in total touchdowns with 43, but you guys are leading the NFL in rushing touchdowns with 16. Do you think it's more important to have a reliable running game that complements a very good passing attack, or a reliable passing game that complements a very good rushing attack?
Well, I think they both go hand in hand. And, typically, when you're running the football effectively, you get more single safety defenses. In other words, teams have to put, a safety down in the box to kind of help stop the run if you're running the ball effectively. And then that opens up, one-on-one matchups outside. And then, vice versa, if you're throwing the ball effectively, then all of a sudden defenses feel like they've got to, put more guys in coverage, and therefore they open up, the box to give you the opportunity to run the ball. So we pride ourselves on being balanced, and I think both kind of go hand in hand as far as helping to create opportunities for each. That's called complementary football.
Speaking of balance, you guys have basically been the tale of two football teams this season. You're currently throwing the football 60% of the time and rushing it 40% in the first half, but it's a complete switch in the second half where you're throwing it 59% of the time, rushing it 59% of the time and throwing it 41% to close out games. A lot of people would say this is because, you've got the big lead and you can afford to run the ball so much in the second half. But in your 9 wins this season, six of those wins have been games where the situation is close in the third and fourth quarter. Is this part of the game plan going into a week to throw early and run late, or is it the type of thing that's an adjustment made at the half?
Well, you always love the statistic of, 60-70% run in the second half, especially fourth quarter, because that means you've got a lead, you've executed well. Up to that point, you've probably scored a lot of points, and now you're protecting the lead, and so now you're just trying to pound them and run out the clock. But, we're going to do what works, we've had those games where, we've been up by a lot, and then we're just kind of protecting the lead, and then other times where, we're having to, fight tooth and nail until the very end to win ball games, and really it's kind of been that way the last 4 weeks. We've done what we needed to do in order to get the victory. And so whether it's run or pass, we're going to continue to try to stay balanced and really just execute our offense. That's when we're at our best.
A win's a win, no matter how you get it. Okay, that brings us to this week's playbook breakdown, where Drew's going to take our listeners inside the huddle and break down a successful offensive play from the previous week's game. You can check out the video of the play Drew and I are about to discuss within this article by clicking on the link underneath the podcast. Today's play takes us to the fourth quarter against the Rams this past weekend. The Saints were leading 21-17 with 12:24 to go in the game, with a first and 10 from the St. Louis 27-yard line. New Orleans was lined up in the I formation as, Drew, you connected on a 27-yard touchdown strike to wide receiver Robert Meacham that made it a two-score game. Take us through what you saw when you came out of the huddle and why this play was successful.
Well, sure. They were, they had a single safety defense and, kind of ran a hard play action at him, and I kind of, act like I'm booting out to the right, and then I end up setting up. So you kind of get, flow going one way, and then all of a sudden it looks like some kind of a bootleg coming back the other way. That middle of the field safety, you got caught down low with the run fake, and then trying to look up potentially, a crossing route coming across the field, which is pretty common with bootleg passes. And then we had Meacham really kind of one-on-one with the corner, who's expecting to have that middle of safety, expecting to have his help, but that middle safety got caught down low with the run fake and that kind of thing. So, Meacham did a great job of, kind of beating the corner with speed and, giving me a place to throw the ball in the back of the end zone.
It was a great play, and everyone who just listened to that breakdown, make sure you click the link to check the video. It's a great breakdown of exactly what Drew said. You can see piece by piece how it plays out. Last question, Drew. The Saints traveled to Tampa this weekend to take on a Buccaneers team that got their first win of the season 2 weeks ago and lost a hard-fought 25-23 battle at Miami this past Sunday. The Bucs are division rivals, so you know they're going to get up for this game. What's it going to take to come out of this at 10-0?
Well, we've got to execute our offense. We've got to be good with the run and the pass, take care of the football, priority number one. Something that we haven't done a good job of these past couple weeks, and we definitely need to improve upon. and really just execute. Do all the little things, kind of get back to paying attention to details, and I feel like if we can do all those things, that a greater chance of winning the game.
All right, great stuff as always, Drew. Thanks for coming on the show, and best of luck to you and the Saints this Sunday in Tampa.
Thank you.
You got it. That was Drew Brees, quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, who you can follow on Twitter at Drew Brees, which is all one word. For Drew Brees, I'm Joe Fortenball. Thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Fantasy Firestorm. We'll see you next time. Love.